Hey, you. You. Yes. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to make it to another year. I'm just so glad to be here. And thank you so much for allowing us to be able to be part of the Book of Life and another chapter of the Book of Life. Thank you, Father, for allowing our spiritual names to be written in the Book of Life. And you give us another day, a breath of life. Thank you. I just want to go ahead and talk to my fellow brothers and sisters about the aspect of being lonely. And lonely is a negative connotation that the world has created, but lonely is the way you can talk to your father. Make sure you hear your father's voice. So, in this process, I'm going to help give you the understanding that you need to do to have the conversation that you need to have with our father. So, we're going to do is go ahead in the King James Version. We're going to start on Psalms 25. We're going to read from verse 16 through 20. And verse 16 says, "Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I'm desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sin. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee." So this is Solomon talking to the Father, having a pure conversation with the Father while he's in this desolate place. And desolate is not what you think of desolate. Desolate means you don't understand where you're at in the wilderness. So you don't really understand that you could be around 1,000 people, 1,000,000 people, and you still feel in a desolate place. Because when you lose your connection to your father, you don't understand how that feels. So I just want to encourage you to understand being lonely. This is the time that you build a relationship with your father and have the father have the conversation with you. And the father will always lead you to your promises and to his glory. So what I want you to do is just go ahead and close your eyes, raise your hands, please, and let's go ahead and pray. So Heavenly Father, also thank you so much for my brothers and sisters. And thank you so much for teaching us the way of the heart and showing us the blueprint of how to live a righteous life according to you, Father. I just ask that with all their purposes and their walk, Father, that you just do not leave them in a desolate place. If you do, Father, be the ears to their hearkening cry and hear their cry, Father, and hold their hand as you have told us that you hold our right hand, Father. Thank you so much for being there with us, Father, and not letting us go astray. As you said, my sheep know my voice. And thank you so much, Father, for allowing us to know your voice. And Father, I just want to say, in this time frame, I just want to thank my brothers and sisters for being amazing. And thank you so much for loving them so much and creating them to be wonderful people, Father. And I ask all these things in your holy name. Selah.